Yo, what up, everyone? Hey, look, yo. There's a YouTube page. He goes by CoffeeZilla. He's a detective. So, well, not really a detective, but he's an internet detective, and he is pretty much exposing any fraudulent bullshit that's going on, any kind of scheme, whatever, whatever, whatever. And for me, watching most of his videos, it's scary. It's very, very terrifying how many fucking scams are out there. I just ran across a page, and I want to expose the fuck out of them. There's an Instagram page called Metallic Records. All right, they are not a record company. They have never been a record company. You go on Google, there's nothing there, period, of any kind of Metallic Records. And what they're doing is they either, well, I mean, it could be multiple ways. They either bought the Instagram page with the views, which I mean, with the views, with the following, has 993,000 followers. All right. And now they either, well, yeah, I would assume that's how they did it, because if you're a or they just bought them. That's what I. That was the other one. They bought the followers. Now, what this person's doing is calling himself a promotions page. So, person like me, for instance, I just put out a song yesterday, and I want to get it promoted. I looked through the dude's page. You know, he's got anywhere from, 100 views all the way to, I don't know, probably 100,000, depending on how long the post has been there. But what he's doing is he's buying these views. So what better way? So let's say he charges $500 or $1,000 for you to keep your post on there forever. And what he does is he takes, he'll invest some of that money that he has, or however much money he's making off of all these people, and he will buy more views, So A, it looks like, oh my God, my song on there has got 40K, yo. And it makes you think that, oh shit, like that's a good little scheme. I can get my shit promoted, and this dude's getting mad views. He's almost got 1 million followers. What perfect way to do it, but it's all a fucking scam. I just spoke to one of the guys who just recently posted it on there, and I kind of explained to him about this whole rap Ponzi scheme thing going on with Cash App and these fake mixtape playlists that the Block 365 is. Oh, it's not only just him, it's the whole industry essentially. And they are scamming artists out of money and saying that we're going to put you on this playlist and we'll get you promoted, and they don't do any of this shit, all right? None of it. And then when you don't get your fucking whatever your goods or services, they don't give you the money back either. They either block you or you go ghost. And 9 times out of 10, somebody like little me or little you or whatever gets money stolen, you're not going to go in and investigate or call the police. You're just going to fucking take the L and just go, never do it again. But that's why I'm here, is because I've never been scammed out of my money. I got close to, but I ended up finding a Rap Ponzi Schemes page, and there everything is documented as far as what celebrities are doing it, how they're doing it, what cash apps they're putting it to, what they're charging, who they're sending it to, who they're splitting the money with. It's all a huge scheme. And all this has made me realize that everybody and their mother is in fucking scams. You're talking foreign exchange scams where they claim, oh, you give me 200 and I guarantee you fucking $3,000 in 3 days or some shit. Scam. Not to mention, this is just like the scams of MoneyGram. You give me $200, I'll give you 2,000, I'll flip it. Scam. You ain't getting no fucking money out of it. If it seems too good to be true, it's way too good to be true, and don't trust it. Don't trust it at all. Because more than likely you're going to be screwed out of your own money. But I mean, this is with everything. I mean, down to the point of CoffeeZilla made a video of this guy who's being sued for $137 million in fraud. He was also another like Forex scam, life coach guru, whatever the case is. And the only way he was making his money is because he made a subscription to this fraud ass school or whatever it was, some lesson or class or whatever. And these people are paying $100 a month. Well, if you have 100,000 people sign up, you do the fucking math. Well, this guy ended up getting caught, and what he did was, while he wasn't being investigated, he reached out to one of the sharks, the Shark Tank guys, and paid that guy to be in his commercial. And what's crazy to me is that this guy doesn't even, the guy that from the Shark Tank, he's pretty reputable on TV and everything. I can't remember what his name's, Damon something. It's the guy that came up with FUBU. But he gets in his commercial and is vouching for this guy, and then now all of a sudden this guy's being sued for $137 million. Two things are either happening here. Either that guy did really pay him, and now he looks like a dumbass because he ended up being involved in some fraud shit, or all the way up to the top of the fucking tier is nothing but scamming people out of their money. And I even looked at it, opposed, I mean, like with school. And in a sense, college is a scam, and I'll explain why. Because way back when, or however it happened, I'm not exactly sure how they made the curriculum or whatever, but somebody has made a class or whatever the case is and calling it education, and they built their own schools because they had the money to, and they would teach you about whatever they're trying to teach you, all right? But the difference is that these people have so much money and influence that they're able to, I guess, solidify it as the educational system of America, or what, you know what I'm saying? Like they're that rich that they're able to implement certain things like that to where they can, they pay off so many people, and because they're trillionaire royal families, to keep their mouths shut and to pass different laws to get this to be the educational system or whatever the case is, when really, we can learn by ourselves, you know what I mean? Yeah, we learn from other people, but this just seems like it's forced. So what they do is now they set the standard or whatever for America, and then they make these things called colleges, and these colleges you pay so much out the ass, millions of dollars, maybe not millions, but hundreds of thousands of dollars, or maybe fifties of thousands of dollars, I don't know, 50,000, 100,000, depending on where you go and how long you go for. It depends on the money, the debt you're going to be in. And then you get out, and most of the time you can't even find a fucking job to fit whatever you just went to school for. Now, that's not with everything, because there is a lot of people who do go to college and are able to be successful in their life. I'm not saying that everyone that goes to college is not successful, because if you play it right, yes, you'll be able to be successful. But you also got to remember that they created the fucking education system, all right? And now give it to us and make us pay for it, all right? Now they set the standard as far as what's smart and what's not smart. And you have to go to school to be a doctor. You have to go to school to be this. You have to go to school to be this. You have to go to school to be that. When really, if somebody was just teaching somebody online and somebody was interested in doing it, you could just learn it yourself because you want to learn it. You know what I mean? But it if you look at it, that's like a huge fucking scheme, you know? And they sell you their so-called education books that they believe is the correct thing. Now, maybe I'm not going into enough detail, or maybe I haven't looked into it enough, but you can kind of understand where I'm coming from. But these scams that we're pointing out are just low-level, pawn scams, as far as I'm concerned, because these kids will be here one day and then they'll be in prison for the rest of their life the next day. And I feel like they're being able to do these scams because they want Fall Guys, so that eventually we don't look all the way up to the top and realize that, I mean, damn near this whole fucking life is a scam. And it's just crazy to me, man, to see that everything is a fucking lie online, man. I mean, not everything. You know what I mean? I get it. Not everything. But 9 times out of 10, these Forex traders, these gurus, these life coaches, maybe not all of them, you know what I mean? Some of them are legit. But most of these ones who, oh, I became built my company, to $8 million in a year. There's a reason why they it happened within a year, because they're scamming the shit out of people. There's another guy who claims, he's got this, shitty clothing company or whatever the case is. Nobody knows about it. And he keeps on telling everyone, oh, the next 300 people who buy 9 items can, I'm gonna send $40,000, with in your package or whatever, just to give back, which doesn't make any sense because he's giving away way more money than he can honestly than he's getting it than he's receiving. And how can you do that? It doesn't make fucking sense, right? But the problem is that the people who are buying these clothes, the customers, they don't all know each other. So they're not all gonna be like, well, I didn't get it. Did you get it? No, I didn't get it. Did you get it? No, did you get it? No, you didn't get it either. They're not gonna do that, They're just gonna assume that, oops, I guess I didn't win, But I guess it depending on if he tells you, hey, you're a winner or something like that, which he probably doesn't. And then at that point in time, once it's over, all he's got to do is pay somebody a couple grand, the money that he just stole from everyone, and pay somebody to make a video saying, oh my God, I won, look, 40 grand. And then you give it back to 40 grand because he ain't giving you shit but a couple thousand dollars to make a video. It's all a fucking scam, and I feel like this is all being set up and perpetuated by the higher people, the FBI, the CIA, whatever, which makes perfect sense why Big Trill says that, oh, the feds is on my side or whatever the fuck he said. I'm good with the feds. It's because they want them people. They want them to do it. They want them to do it because they think that they're gonna get away with it. And when we know that if you fuck with the system as far as the alphabet agencies and shit like that, they'll turn your back. They'll turn your back. Their back on you instantly whenever they feel the need to, or whenever they feel that you're no longer needed. Boom, they just cut you off. You know what I'm saying? And hit you with a bunch of fucking bullshit, and throw you in pr federal prison for the rest of your life, or a regular prison, whatever, depending on what you do. But maybe this is a fucking scheme to trick a bunch of people, a bunch of young kids, a bunch of regular people who think that they're gonna get away with this, when and then eventually they won't get away with it. Maybe there is a few people who get away with it because they're smart and they get the fuck out quick. But the ones who stay and get greedy, because they know most of the time humans are greedy, they're gonna keep doing it. And the FBI is just watching, which makes perfect sense, like I said, why Big Trill says, oh nah, we good with the feds. I'm telling you, something, maybe I have it. Maybe I'm a little bit off. Maybe I'm not understanding it fully. I'm telling you, I feel like I'm onto something. I can feel it in my gut, and it just smells of bullshit. But I wanted to share that with you guys, that if anybody's trying to come to you and tell you that they can make you money, just give them money. Don't fucking believe it. I don't care what it is or how it is. You asked them for proof. You asked them for a contract. You asked them for as much shit as possible to make it real, to make it provable. And if they don't, then tell them to go fuck off and block them. So, I just wanted to share that.